President Trump began what's expected to be his political comeback over the weekend as he spoke before a North Carolina Republican convention. The New York Times described him as diminished and dominating at the same time as he criticized the Biden administration.
Drugs are pouring in, gas prices are soaring, our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, recently booted from power from the House leadership, was on the CNN podcast The Axe Files over the weekend.
President Trump's continued activities demonstrate the falsity of the idea that if we simply ignore him, he'll go away. There are some in my party who are embracing him. There are some who don't want to embrace him, who don't want him to be part of the future of the party or the country, but who think that we can get to that point by simply ignoring him. And I just don't believe that.
Veterans advocate Paul Rykoff hosts the Independent Americans podcast. He's the founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And he told us a little earlier on WTOP, Donald Trump is currently consolidating and reorganizing.
I think that what we're seeing in America could arguably be called a domestic insurgency. And just like any kind of insurgency, rebellion, resistance that happens anywhere else in the world, if a leader is taken from power, usually a leader moves somewhere else and tries to consolidate power for something else down the line. So I think we should be anticipating that Trump is aligning his base. He's assembling his resources. He is actually putting together some kind of a strategy, even though it's Donald Trump. And I think we should anticipate future political moves and maybe more. He still has a very dedicated power base. He still has millions of people in this country that follow him. And if you just look at it from a national security standpoint, if I'm the Secretary of Defense and there are millions of people who believe that a violent overthrow of the government is not only possible but necessary, I'd be guarding against it. And I think that's what the Department of Defense is doing. That's why the current president's doing, and I think that's what all Americans should be doing.
What form would that take, that domestic insurgency?
Well, I think we know it could take two forms. One is that Donald Trump is still the most likely GOP candidate for president in the future. He is most likely the guy who will take on Biden when he goes for re-election. I think that that is still very much in play. And then secondarily, I think there are many radical elements in this country who have now been clearly identified, like the Oath Keepers, like the Proud Boys and others, that are going to operate under any kind of a green light. And he continues to give radical elements a green light. And I think we should continue to expect violent attacks like we saw in the Capitol. The Capitol is still a culminating achievement for this, what I would call domestic insurgency. It wasn't the end, but I think in many ways a beginning. And there are millions of people who are waiting to get guidance from Donald Trump, just like they were on Capitol Hill on January 6th. So it can take many, many, many different kinds of forms. But I think the most urgent, the most damaging, the most concerning one is the national security threat. That's why the Pentagon and the commander in chief have said that domestic extremism is the number one national security threat. It's not Kim Jong-un. It's not Vladimir Putin. It's not ISIS. It's not the Taliban. It's radical right-wing extremists who can attack American assets. We've seen it before, and I think we should expect it to happen again.
But I also wonder if somebody driving around the Beltway or elsewhere is getting quite frightened at what you're saying and how you would either soothe those concerns or maybe not soothe them.
If you're in Washington and you don't recognize the threat, then you're not paying attention. I mean, violent extremists took over the Capitol and almost killed our vice president, our Speaker of the House. This happened 5 months ago, and we shouldn't forget that this happened and was a very real threat. And that threat still remains. There are hundreds of people that the FBI is still hunting from January 6th, including the pipe bomber. Somebody put pipe bombs outside the DNC and the RNC. That person has not been caught. These people are still out there, and they are very much a threat. And if it keeps you up at night, I think you should be up at night. This is keeping the Pentagon up at night. It's keeping the FBI up at night. And Americans shouldn't be so quick to drop their masks and move past the pandemic that they fail to recognize we've still got a very real domestic threat. And that also could happen at the state level. That could happen at infrastructure. You only need one Timothy McVeigh to disrupt the operations of a city or of our government. And Donald Trump and others have been calling out to millions of Timothy McVeighs. And I'm going to put a finer point on it. Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor to the president, the former senior military leader on intelligence, a retired three-star general, continues to call for actions against this government. Most recently, he called for a Myanmar-style military coup. He's saying that out in the open. So if you don't recognize this threat, it's probably because you're not paying attention, or maybe you're a part of it.
Paul, how does your experience as a military veterans advocate inform this moment?
Look, I mean, we just recognized Memorial Day, a time of heroism and patriotism and courage. We just recognized the 77th anniversary of D-Day, a time when Americans stood up for core values and changed the course of history. I think that we have to take inspiration from those folks and also hold political leaders accountable, because there is some courage out there nowadays, people who are standing up and crossing partisan lines. But there were dozens of United States senators who failed to even vote to investigate what happened on January 6th. 11 U.S. senators didn't even show up for the vote. So I think there's a lot of cowardice in political leadership right now. And I think Americans have to stay vigilant, because we have a new president and because summer's here and because the pandemic's waning doesn't mean our threats are gone. And I think we've got to stay vigilant and ensure that the future of our country is preserved and protected.
Veterans advocate Paul Rykoff, he hosts the Independent Americans podcast. He's founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And by the way, Michael Flynn denies calling for a coup despite a widely circulated video of him doing it at a political gathering in Dallas. He now says, quote, "There's no reason whatsoever for any coup in America."